Good morning. Buenos dias. I love it. I love it. Welcome to East Shore Unitarian Church. Today we are celebrating International Women's Day. And Ruth said, urge me not to leave you or to turn back from following you. For where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. The story of Ruth begins with famine, displacement, and three widows. Ruth, Orpah, her sister-in-law, and her mother-in-law, Naomi, all deep in grief after having lost their husbands and their children, trying to figure out their next step. When Naomi urges her daughters-in-law to return to their native lands, Orpah goes back to Bethlehem, but Ruth declares, where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people and your God my God. Where you die, I will die. There I will be buried. The story of Ruth stands out compared to other biblical narratives where women are completely invisible, or the relationship between women are often described as filled with resentment, jealousy, and sometimes even hatred, thus reinforcing patriarchal systems of dependency and pitting women against each other. I love the story of Ruth and Naomi because it shows women wrestling with the impossible, impossible options for widows, yet choosing to remain together, to struggle together, to grieve as they reimagine their lives on their terms. As a feminist, I choose to interpret the story of Ruth as resistance, as a breakthrough model for women in solidarity, helping each other, choosing each other, counting on each other, especially during difficult times. I, like Ruth, choose to remain with Naomi, to dwell with grief, and to forge hope out of nothing at all. The voice of Ruth resonates with me and has brought hope and strength to so many women, so many widows, so many women trapped in abusive relationships, women disowned by their families because of their sexual orientation or gender expression. I choose to remain with Ruth and Naomi because it interrupts a narrative of suffering, subservience, and silence. For me, Ruth's words are a subversive feminist manifesto that is timeless and that makes us want to lift our voices to say, I choose this woman to be my family, to dwell with her, to work alongside her, to grieve with her, to seek refuge in her heart, to build a new world with her. Ruth's words are prophetic in a world where women are defined by their marital status, while their wombs are policed and controlled by a patriarchal society, sadly becoming more and more like that at the time of Ruth and Naomi. Similar to the book of Esther, women in the book of Ruth are at the center of the conversation, present in every scene. In the book of Esther, at first reading, we might focus our attention on the outcome. Esther's courage to go undercover in the presence of the king in order to save lives and the resulting victory. But the book of Esther begins with another woman, the king's first wife, Queen Vashti, who, without uttering a single word, refuses the king's order to be objectified and to dance and perform in front of the king's drunken friends. It is here that we find another narrative of resistance, courage, after which Queen Vashti is vanished, never to be heard of again. Yet that implicit no, that refusal, that disobedience interrupts another narrative and captures our attention as a possibility. as a glimmer of hope. No, as a reaffirmation of every woman's right to refuse the orders of the rulers, to risk being banished, ostracized, shunned, rather than have her dignity and humanity taken away. To risk it all in the name of dignity, freedom, and self-respect. But in the book of Esther, we don't get to see a relationship between the women. Esther and Vashti are presented as strangers to each other. And Esther is used as Vashti's replacement. In contrast, the book of Ruth shows a loving and compassionate relationship between Ruth and Naomi, choosing to remain together when they needed support, strength, and to reimagine their future, to rebuild their lives, to give new meaning to the term family. Giving new meaning to family of choice, choosing each other again and again, building together, resisting laws and systems that continue to police and control our bodies. That is what we are celebrating here today. May this International Women's Day be a reminder that even when the written narratives silence or make women invisible, we women have a long history of solidarity. We have built homes and raised families. We have escaped danger, plowed the fields, worked side by side in the factories, marched together and steadied each other at the edge of the grave of our children, and smuggled a love note inside a prison, and found shelter in each other. So, beloveds, may we be open and willing to choose love, to choose each other again and again, to reimagine family, to support each other and rebuild hope now more than ever. For to be hopeless would be to dishonor Ruth and Naomi. It would be a dishonor to all of our ancestors, to all of the women who fought so that we could be here and enjoy the rights that we are struggling to keep today. Let us keep on moving forward. Where you go, I will go. Your people are my people. Your divine, my divine. Amen. 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 All right.